Thy faith. Today I was asking God to reveal to me why I was unable to walk in faith and believe that there is only one power, God, which is good, and respond to appearances with righteous judgment rather than the thoughts of criticism, judgment, and condemnation that I had experienced over the weekend. After listening for a very long time, I finally heard the still small voice inside once again reminding me that my human thought-taking mind is incapable of anything other than the works of the flesh, since it is flesh and does what is its nature to do. If I lose sight of this, I not only criticize, judge, and condemn others, I also condemn myself for my condemnation of others. And soon I am without hope, because I am looking to my humanity for my solution, rather than to my true identity, which is the Christ, the Son of the living God. This Christ revealed to me that, like Paul, I am never to forget that my humanity is dead. Sadly, this humanity is always attempting to resurrect itself. That's why Paul said he had to die daily. He constantly renewed his mind to the fact that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We have thought that this Son of God referred to Jesus, the man who walked the earth 2,000 years ago. But it has to refer to the Son of God that I am in my true identity, the Christ who appeared in Jesus and gave himself for me by taking up his abode within me. For Jesus, on multiple occasions, when talking to another, would say, "Thy faith. Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And he said to the woman, "Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace." This is consistent with Zephaniah. "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing." What we must see here is that although it is the same Christ which has taken up his abode in each of us, we will never experience the faith that is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the faith that brings the invisible into the realm of the visible, so long as we are looking for that faith outside ourselves, not even in the man Jesus. That faith Jesus was referring to when he said, "Thy faith," resides in the Christ of every man, and that Christ must be recognized and accepted as my true identity before I can experience the coming into visibility of the things I hope for. It is the my God in the midst of me who is mighty and will save, not God out there or God in the midst of someone else I think is more spiritual than I. Of course, it is safe to say that the people Jesus was addressing were not aware of their true identity, since Paul tells us that Christ in you is even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Indeed, this is precisely what God in the form of Jesus came to this earth to reveal to mankind. People whom Jesus was able to heal were the ones who touched his God consciousness to the extent that the Christ residing in each of them individually could release the faith of the Son of God, thy faith, that they were in their true identity. We know that there were many who did not touch that consciousness and therefore did not experience what humanity calls miracles, but which is the norm in the kingdom of heaven, which is in everyone if they are just aware of it. Those who received the revelation of Christ in you did not merely touch the God consciousness of another. They became aware of the Christ as their true identity and were able to do the works that Jesus did. We see people touching the God consciousness of Paul and Peter to the extent that they too could receive healing from them, just as people did from Jesus. The same is true for us today. We can touch the God consciousness of another, or we can have that God consciousness ourselves. We can always be looking outside ourselves to get our needs and desires met, or we can know that they are already met, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, not according to the power working outside ourselves or in another. Though that power be the same Christ that worked in Jesus, Peter, and Paul, I must be consciously aware of its residing and working in me, and live by the faith of that Christ, not by my human faith, if I am ever to enter that rest prepared for me. Then I will know that my prayers are answered even before I ask, and that the Christ in me believes when I pray, thereby guaranteeing that I will receive what I pray for.